Okay, yesterday we left off with the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as the position of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon's position in the Mishnah is pretty clear, which is that Rabbi Shimon says with regards to Kodshei Berek Abayit, Imeitu Yivdu, that if they die, then you can redeem them. And that's because there is no requirement of Hamada V'Aracha when it comes to Kodshei Berek Abayit. But that's only true by Berek Abayit, by Kodshei Mizbeach, where there is a demand for Hamada V'Aracha, over there, Imeitu Yikavru, then they will be buried because you can't be poded them, because you don't have the ability to be poded them in the correct manner, through Hamada V'Aracha. We don't know is what is the position of the Chachamim. What is the position of the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon specifies his position. The Chachamim do not specify their position. And that is subject to the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chachamim say that you require Hamada V'Aracha both by Kodshei Mizbeach and by Kodshei Berek Abayit. It makes no difference what it is. You need Hamada V'Aracha. That's the position of Rabbi Yochanan. In the end of yesterday's daf, we described why that was the position of Rabbi Yochanan. And that is based on the fact that we have the Psukim, which will come up again today, Psukim in Vayikra Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, which is in Kol Beimat Me'a, Asher Lo Yakribu Mimeno Korban Lashem, Be'midat Beimah Lifnei HaKohen, Ve'iricha Kohen Ota, Ben Tov Ve'en Ra, Kirchcha Kohen Ken Yeh. So there is a demand for Hamada V'Aracha, but we're speaking about a Beimah Tmeya. Who's this Beimah Tmeya that we're speaking about over here? Well, we have another pasuk later on in Vayikra Chav Zayin, pasuk Chav Zayin, in Be'imah Tmeya, Vadah Berkecha. So we already know about a Be'imah Tmeya. So the distinction that was made in the Braita, which supports this position of Yochanan, is that the latter in Be'imah Tmeya is talking about literally, Be'imah that's not Ruviyah L'Mizbeah. That means that this Be'imah Tmeya, the first one in Yudalev, is talking about Be'imah Shnigdasha, Ve'nafa Bamum, that it got a moment after it was already Kodesh. And here you see the Torah makes a demand for Hamada V'Aracha. Now the only one who could have this position is the position of Chachamim. We know Rabbi Shimon does not have this position. In addition to the fact that Stam Sifra, where this is found, is Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Baal Plukto of Rabbi Shimon. So between the two of those, we see that the Chachamim's Dea is that when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach, there's a demand for Hamada V'Aracha, not just by Kodshei Berek Abayit. It's obvious by Kodshei Berek Abayit, they have to hold there is Hamada V'Aracha, because Rabbi Shimon's arguing on something. So it means by Hamada V'Aracha, by Kodshei Berek Abayit, because obviously they have that, because otherwise what's Rabbi Shimon arguing? Reish Lakish believes that simply the Chachamim are arguing on Rabbi Shimon just on Berek Abayit. They say there is a requirement for Hamada V'Aracha, and Rabbi Shimon says no. It comes to Kodshei Mizbeach, Chachamim do not require Hamada V'Aracha. Rabbi Shimon does, but the Chachamim don't. So it turns out that their positions are just the opposite in both cases. Both in Kodshei Mizbeach and in Kodshei Berek Abayit. So we're going to start here, 2, 4, 6 lines down on top of Lamed Gimel and Aleph, explaining the position of Reish Lakish. We explained the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to explain what's Rabbi Reish Lakish's opinion. Amar Rav, Gita Amar Rav, my time with the Reish Lakish. Damar the Rabbanan, Kodshei Berek Abayit hayu b'chlal Hamada V'Aracha. Kodshei Mizbeach lo hayu b'chlal Hamada V'Aracha. So Lakish's opinion is, according to the Chachamim, Kodshei Berek Abayit require Hamada V'Aracha. Kodshei Mizbeach do not require Hamada V'Aracha. Damar Kra. The pasuk says, and we read this before, pasuk yud bet, v'iricha kohen ota ben tov uvein ra, kircha kohen ken iye. So this ben tov uvein ra, izu davar she'enu chaluk ben tov l'ra. Which is the item, or which area, has no distinction drawn between tov ra? Avi omer, ze kodshei berek abayit. That's Kodshei Berek Abayit, because there is no distinction drawn. Tov Ra is irrelevant when it comes to Kodshei Berek Abayit. It's only relevant when we're talking about Kodshei Mizbeach. Kodshei Berek Abayit is irrelevant. So here, when it says, Ben Tov Ben Ra, doesn't matter what you have, that's talking about Kodshei Berek Abayit, V'amar Kra, Ota, Le'mu'ute Kodshei Mizbeach. So the Pasuk is going to be speaking about Re'i Chokein, Ota, Ben Tov Uvein Ra, Kerkecha Kohen Keniyeh. So the Aracha is going to be done on something that's Ben Tov Ben Ra, where we're indifference between Tov and Ra. That's Kodshei Berek Abayit. Then we have a miut in the pasuk that says Ota. Only that will get Hamada V'Aracha. That Kodshei Berek Abayit will get Hamada V'Aracha, but Kodshei Mizbeach will not get it. And that will be the source for the position of Reish Lakish in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Ota Le'mutei Mai. Where's Rabbi Yochanan, who says the Rabbanan, think that Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Abayit are affected by that pasuk, because the previous pasuk is, Vim Kol Beimah Tmeya, Asher Lo Yakribu Mimeno Korban Lashem. So that we said already, speaking about something that got a movement after the fact. Reish Lakish is separating between that and the remainder of the pasuk, which is Amida Beimah Lifnei HaKohen. That Amada Barachah is only a demand by Kodesh Bedek and Bayit. Nothing to do with the ratio of the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan connects the ratio of the pasuk with the sefer of the pasuk. Just like by the Imkol Beimah Tmeya is talking about Kodesh Mizbeach LeGaramum. So too, the Amida Beimah Lifnei HaKohen is talking about Kodesh LeGaramum and them Kodesh Mizbeach. Then you have Barichah Kohen Otah in the next pasuk. That Otah, where is that Memayit? He thinks that the Rabbanan believe both Kodesh Mizbeach and Kodesh Bedek Bayit have a demand for Amada Barachah. So that otah is the me'ute ba'mum me'ikaro. Something that has a mum from the beginning. If it had a mum prior to the fact that you were magdishit, then you don't require hamodo uracha. So that's an opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a third opinion, which is the Tana de Be'levi. So your question is, well then how does Reish Lakish know that? But Reish Lakish knows that it's obvious. If he thinks that Kodshe, Mizbeach, don't require hamodo uracha, that's when something was kodesh and then got a mum. Then certainly, when something had a mum and got the kodesh, then it's obvious that he doesn't have a mod of a rachob. Well, the Tana de Beit Levi, right? The Tana de Beit Levi, afilu bal mumi kara bichlal a mod of a rachob. According to the Tana de Beit Levi, who thinks that even a bal mumi kara is bichlal a mod of a rachob, the Tani Levi, akola yu bichlal a mod of a rachob, everything's included under this demand for a mod of a rachob. Afilu bal mumi kara. The Chayin Tana Levi, matinite, afilu chaya. Even wild animals, vafilu ofot, even birds, all require a mother bracha. Vakti vota. What does he do with the mute of vota? Kasha. That is a question in that position of Tani de Levi, that you have a demand for a mother bracha in everything. Now we're going to take a step back. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Let's understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion. We never really explained Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Da'amar kodshim izbech ayu bichla mother bracha. Kodshim bedek abayit, lo ayu bichla mother bracha. He uses the same posuk that we just used for Reish Lakish to explain the Chachamim, and he explained it differently. He says, this Ben Tov Ben Ra, Ezi Davar Shechiluk Ben Tov Ben Ra. Instead of saying like we did before, explaining the Chachamim's position of Reish Lakish, is something that we're indifferent between Tov and Ra. Here's going to say, well, there's something where there is a distinction drawn between Tov and Ra. Avimer Zeh Kodshim Izbeach. Vamar Kra, Otah. And then you have the Miut, Lemute Berek Avayit. He'll say the pasuk is referencing to kodshim mizbeach. That's true both of the ratio of the pasuk in Yud Aleph, which is zim kol beimat ma'asher lo yekribu meno korban Hashem. Plus, he's now saying ve'erichu kohen otah ben tov ben ra. The seif is also referencing that part of the kodshim mizbeach because it's something that has a distinction between tov ben ra. And then you have otah. Otah is a miyut, and that miyut comes to tell me a kodshim berak abayi do not have a demand for a mod of arocha. Gemara says, and the grammar is incorrect. Yochi. Ben tov lira mi ba'ile. If you want to talk about something that you are distinguishing between tov and ra, it should be ben tov lira. When you say ben tov uvein ra, that's saying that I'm indifferent between tov and ra. It sounds much more like Reish Lakish's explanation of the Rabbanan in that pasuk than it does like this explanation for Rabbi Shimon Kasha. I leave that as a question on that position of Rabbi Shimon. We don't have a clear explanation than Rabbi Shimon's opinion. We had an attempt by Rabbi Yehuda Marav to explain his position, but it still left with a difficulty because of the diktuk here, which is ben tov or ben ra, does not sound like distinguishing, but rather sounds like indifferent. Okay, meitave. Now we're going to ask questions on the position of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This next part is a little difficult because of the girsaot. Hopefully we'll work through it, but just hold on to your seats. Meitu, if the animals died, then tmimim yikavru, if they have no mumim in them, they are buried. Ubali mumim, if they have mumim in them, yivdu, then they are redeemed. B'med varim amurim, when is this true? B'kodshe mizbeach. In kodshe mizbeach, we'll have a distinction that is drawn between tmimim and bali mumim. Aval bekodshe berek abayit, when it comes to kodshe berek abayit, ben tmimim, ben bali mumim, yikavru. We will draw no distinction between tmimim and bali mumim when it comes to kodshe berek abayit. This is the opinion of the chachamim. Now until this point on the breita, and that's what the Gemara is going to do later on, this sounds like the opinion of Reish Lakish. Over here you see a distinction being drawn between kodshe mizbeach and kodshe berek abayit according to the chachamim. It looks like, according to the Chachamim here, that there's a demand for a mother of Racha when it comes to Kodshei Berek Abayit. They say, Ben Bali Mumi, Ben Tmimi, it doesn't matter. Over there, in Kavru, everything gets buried by Kodshei Berek Abayit. When it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach, Over there, we draw a distinction between Tmimim and Bali Mumim. So let's just start. Bali Mumim is exactly what we're describing. Kodesh, it gets a mum in it, you have to redeem it. And that says it doesn't go Lemito, it doesn't get left behind, it gets redeemed. Meaning that you're supposed to be Podeit. Even after Meitu, even after it dies, you will be redeeming it. So here in the Shittat Chachamim, I have a case by Kochi Mizbeach where I'm saying you redeem it. And I have a case by Kochi Mizbeach where I say you don't redeem it. That sounds exactly like Rish Lakish's opinion. Rish Lakish said before, the Chachamim believe that when it comes to Kochi Mizbeach, there is no demand for Hamad Avarocha. Kochi Mizbeach, there is a demand for Hamad Avarocha. Therefore, if it dies by Kochi Mizbeach, you can't do anything with it. It dies by Kochi Mizbeach, you can still redeem it, because there is no demand for Hamad Avarocha. So that sounds like the position of the Chachamim supports the position of Rish Lakish. The only thing you have to explain here is, why is Tmimim Yikavru? Why do we bury the Tmimim? And that has to do with a Maila that the Chachamim made, that something that was Ra'ui the Mizbeach, they don't want you being Podeit afterwards. If it was Ra'ui the Mizbeach, we're Kover it, we bury it, because to give it, treat it with a certain amount of Kedusha and a certain amount of deference. So that explains that piece of the... Now we have Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer introduces a difficulty. Echad Kodshei Mizbeach, Ve'echad Kodshei Berek Abayit. It does not matter whether it's Kodshei Mizbeach or Kodshei Berek Abayit. Tmimim Yikavru, Bali Mimum Yivdu. That the Tmimim will be buried, Bali Mimim Yivdu. They will redeem them. Now the Seifa is very problematic, because now think about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Over here, Rabbi Shimon's saying, both, when we're talking about Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Abayit, you're allowed to redeem the animal after it dies, which implies there is no demand for Hamad Aracha, not by Kodshei Mizbeach, and not by Berek Abayit. Now we know for sure Rabbi Shimon believes by Berek Abayit that's the case. But by Kodshei Mizbeach, we had Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agreeing that Kodshei Mizbeach do have a demand for Hamad Aracha. Here we have a Braita that says neither of them have a demand for Hamad Aracha. So that Rabbi Shimon is going to present us with a problem. Now the Gemara goes back and says, "Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Mireisha." As I explained to you, the first part of this braita is a question of Rabbi Yochanan, because you have a position of the Chachamim that differentiates between Mizbeach and Berek Abayit. So Amar Lacha Rabbi Yochanan, I can explain the ratio. Amar Halcha B'Ma'iskinan B'Bamum Mi'Ikaro. We're talking about something that a mum beforehand. We're talking about something that has a mum prior to you ever starting out with the Hekdesh. So Ochanami Mistabro. That makes a lot of sense. Now, let's just talk about the first part of the Braita. Now that makes sense. In the first part of the Braita, we said that if it's Kodshei Mizbeach, then you can redeem it. Kodshei Berek Abayit, you need Hamad Avarocha. Well, that's because by Kodshei Berek Abayit, a mum is irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. Whether it's before or after, no matter when it comes, the whole part of Kodshei Berek Abayit is to monetize it. So we don't care about a mum. Therefore, if you have a demand for Hamad Avarocha, which we know the Chachamim have, because there are, that's where they argue on Rabbi Shimon, so then you can never redeem it after it dies. On the other hand, by Kodshei Mizbeach, remember, Rabbi Yochanan distinguished between Baal Mum Ikara and Baal Mum after the fact. The Baal Mum after the fact, we said, was Kodshei Mizbeach, and over there, he says, you need Hamad Avarocha. Baal Mum Ikara, that's what Rabbi Yochanan used the word Otah for, as a mute. He used Otah as a mute to tell you that Baal Mum Ikara does not require Hamad Avarocha. And that's what we're speaking about in the Bright over here. You don't require a Hamad Avarocha, that's why you can be Podeit, because it was a Kodshei Mizbeach that had a Baal Mum Ikaro. That's why you can redeem it. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan will explain the ratio. The distinction the Chachamim are drawing between Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Abayit is because we're speaking about a case of a Baal Mum Ikaro. Now Gemara says that makes a lot of sense, because now I can explain the position of Rabbi Shimon. If you want to explain the Braita as we originally did, which we're talking about, someday it was Kodesh and then got a Mum in it, Liflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Why isn't Rabbi Shimon arguing on that position by Kodshei Mizbeach? Why is Rabbi Shimon ignoring Kodshei Mizbeach? That's what I pointed out to you. That Rabbi Shimon over here was saying that Yivdu, both by Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Abayit. How come he's not drawing any distinction between them? We know that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is only by Kodshei Berek Abayit, not by Kodshei Mizbeach. The answer is, Elav Shvamina, Baal Mum Ikaro. That this is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon agrees by Baal Mum Ikaro, it doesn't matter, Berek Abayit or Mizbeach, both of them Yivdu. Because we're talking about a Baal Mum Ikaro. Where does he argue on the Chachamim? That's in a case where it was Hekdesh, and it got a Mum in it. Over there, he'll say, Kodshei Mizbeach require Hamad Avarocha, and the Chachamim will say, also that it requires Hamad Avarocha. So the fact that they're not arguing over here, and there is no machloka between them, shows you that we must be talking about a situation in which there is no difference between them in that opinion.
So, what's the Tmimim here?
Tmimim is, that's a separate case. Tmimim, we know, everybody agrees. But Tmimim, this is not the din that we're dealing with over here. Tamimim don't have pidyon. Everybody knows that by Tamimim there's no pidyon. Tamimim are buried because of the Maile of the Chachamim. Over here you have to say that even by Kuchi Bedek Abayit, they made a Gzeira that Tamimim are buried. But when it comes to Bali Mumim, he says Yivdu. Why does he say Bali Mumim Yivdu? Now where was this Balmum? When did it become a Balmum? We're going to say Balmum Yikaro. That's why he doesn't argue by Kuchi Mizbeach. Otherwise he should be arguing by Kuchi Mizbeach and say that I demand a Mother of Arocha by Kuchi Mizbeach. How could you be Podeh? The answer is that it's a Balmum Yikaro. Balmum Yikaro, there is no requirement of a Mother Arocha. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan will explain this brighter. Now the Gemara says, well, Ela Lema Teavi Tiyufta the Reish Lakish. Originally, we thought this brighter was very supportive of Reish Lakish. The problem is the Seifa. The Reisha, as it's read, is a support for Reish Lakish. And that's what Reish Lakish will say. Reish Lakish, Mukim La Bikusha Kadam Hektesham Et Mumam. He's gonna suggest that the Reisha of the brighter is talking about a case where the Hektesh came and then the Mum. That's why the Chachamim distinguished between Kochim Mizbeach and Kochei Bedek Abayit, because that's what he believes. He believes that Kochei Bedek Abayit, they demand Hamad of Aracha. Kochei Mizbeach, they don't. Ihochi, then you have a problem. Niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. How come Rabbi Shimon by Kochei Mizbeach doesn't argue? We know that by Kadamek Deshamet Mumam, Rabbi Shimon believes that Kochei Mizbeach, you do demand Hamad of Aracha. If you demand Hamad of Aracha, what are you going to do with this Seifa of this Breita? The Seifa of this Breita is very difficult. If you look at the layout of the Breita, you really have, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a problem here. Here's the Shitat Chachamim. And in the Shitat Chachamim, you have them distinguishing between Kochei Mizbeach and Kochei Bedek Abayit. That will work well for Reish Lakish. But then you have the Seifa, which says, by Rabbi Shimon, Yivdu and Yivdu, both by Kochei Mizbeach, Kochei Bedek Abayit. That presents a problem for Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan upends the whole Breita and says, this entire Breita is named out Shekadam Umam Etek Desham. So if you do that, then that explains the position of the Chachamim, because there's no demand for by Kochei Mizbeach now of a Mother Racha anymore, and by Kochei Bedek Abayit, Kadam Umam Etek Desham has no bearing. So therefore you still Yikavru, because you need a Mother Racha. Rabbi Shimon is Lashitato, by Kochei Bedek Abayit, there is no demand for a Mother Racha, therefore you do. By Kochei Mizbeach, the reason he says Yivdu is because it's a Mum that came before the Ekdesh. But a dying for Reish Lakish, we have a problem here because the second half of the Breita that speaks in Rabbi Shimon's opinion does not argue on the first half, which is what should happen according to Reish Lakish. So that would be a problem for Reish Lakish. So then Rabbi Lakish, the Gemara says, Meipach Apich. He flips it. Now this is in the classic sense of flips it. He does not flip the opinions. Meipach Apich, if you look there here, you can see it in Tosavot. It's the easiest first place to say it. He says, V'achtel el mishabeshta. He just says that previous Breita is messed up. Previous Breita is not like what you thought. Not Meipach Apich, where we switch the Tanayim's opinions over here, because if you do that, it doesn't help you. It doesn't solve the problem over here. But rather, V'hochi moti b'michilta achriti. He brought the question from another Breita in the Michilta. Meitu. Ben tmimim, ben balimumim yikavru. They die, whether they're tmimim or balimumim, they are buried, yikavru. But med marim amurim. Now, according to most, this Bamed Dvarim Amurim is really at the end of the Braita. It should be after the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but everybody agrees it's modifying the Shitat Chachamim. So some moved it up here to modify the Shitat Chachamim up here already. Bamed Dvarim Amurim B'Kodshe Bedek Abayit. That is true by Kodshe Bedek Abayit. Aval B'Kodshe Mizbeach B'Kodashim B'Kodshe Mizbeach Yifdu. So this basically lays out the Shitat Chachamim again, identical to what they have that we saw in the previous Braita. Previous Breita, we saw that Bekochei Bedek Abayit, the Chachamim believed, Yikavru, Yikavru. They say the same thing over here as well, Yikavru, Yikavru. Bekochei Mizbeach, they say Yikavru, Yivdu. And same thing over here, they say Yikavru, Yivdu. I mean, the Shita of Chachamim here is identical to their opinion before, which supports the position of Reish Lakish again. Problem for Rabbi Yochanan supports the position of Reish Lakish. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tmimim, Yikavru, Ubalimim, Yivdu. So over here, Rabbi Shimon only addresses one of those two, as opposed to the previous Breita, where Rabbi Shimon says, Ben Bali Mumim, Ben Tmimim, Yikarvu Yivdu. Over here, he only is referring to Kochei Bedek Abayit, because that's what the Chachamim were addressing. The Chachamim were addressing Kochei Bedek Abayit. That's why the Bamed Dvarim Amurim doesn't belong here. Rabbi Shimon was answering the Chachamim, who were talking about Kochei Bedek Abayit. Then Rabbi Shimon responds to them, and then the Bamed Dvarim Amurim goes at the end, modifying the Shitat Chachamim. But you see there, Rabbi Shimon's arguing only in Bali Mumim. So what you have here is, Rabbi Shimon's saying the same thing in Kochei Bedek Abayit now, which is Kavru Yivdu. Which is identical to what he said in the first Breita. As Rashi points out here, Tosavot, they all point out here, there is no difference between the first Breita and the second Breita. You know what the only difference is? Rabbi Shimon does not address Kochei Mizbeach in the second Breita. In the first Breita, he addresses Kochei Mizbeach. in the second breita, he does not address Kodshei Mizbeach. That will open up the opportunity for Reish Lakish to say that he really argues over there. It's not mentioned in the breita, but he does argue. In the first breita, he couldn't do that because Rabbi Shimon stated his opinion clearly that Kodshei Mizbeach he'd do. So that he couldn't amend over there. But over here, he could argue that case. Right, so Mar says, to you to the Rabbi Yochanan Miseifa. That's how you know the Bemei Dvarim Amorim should be in the Seifa. Bemei Dvarim Amorim is the end of the Braita, and that's what's the problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan is saying that when you modify the Kodesh Mizbeach that way, that's a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan will answer the same thing again. That Hochma Ma'iskinim B'Bam Mumi Yikaro. He'll solve his problem the same way he solved it before, which is B'Dayim Ben B'Bam Mumi Yikaro. That makes a lot of sense. Then why isn't Rabbi Shimon over here vocal? In Kodesh Mizbeach, he should have been arguing on the Chachamim. The fact that that's absent from this Braita sounds like he doesn't argue over there. So now we'll flip it again. It'll be a question for Reish Lakish. Yes, the ratio works well for Reish Lakish, but the Seifa, why isn't Rabbi Shimon arguing according to Rabbi Reish Lakish? It's a case like we said, where it's hektesh and then a mum. That's why the ratio fits well. The same question we had on the first breita. He does argue. He happens not to argue this breita doesn't bring it down. They're not dealing with Kodshei Mizbeach. They never mentioned Kodshei Mizbeach. The argument in this breita is focused on Kodshei Bedek Abayit. The difference between the breitot is the first breita started with Kodshei Mizbeach. And then said, Bamei Dvarim Amorim flipped over to Kodshei Bedek Abayit. That means its focus was Kodshei Mizbeach. There, Rabbi Shimon should have spoken up and argued. The fact that he doesn't is problematic. In our Breita, the Breita's premise starts with Kodshei Bedek Abayit. It starts talking about Kodshei Bedek Abayit. Kodshei Mizbeach is just a sidebar, just saying that the Chamei's opinion is limited to Kodshei Bedek Abayit. But the only statement is made in Kodshei Bedek Abayit, and therefore Rabbi Shimon argues in Kodshei Bedek Abayit. That's exactly where he argues. He doesn't address Kodshei Mizbeach because that's not what the focus of the second Breita is. And we're able to do that because Rabbi Shimon makes no statement about Kodshei Mizbeach. And that's how Reish Lakish solves this problem by bringing around an identical Breita. For the Breita starts from a different premise, which is starting with Kodshei Bedek Abayit instead of Kodshei Mizbeach. And number two is we have no opinion from Rabbi Shimon about Kodshei Mizbeach. Those two things allow Reish Lakish to say Rabbi Shimon really does argue. Even though we have no statement from Rabbi Shimon, but even that opening is left Reish Lakish to explain the Breita that way, and that's how he'll solve his problem. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiya, the Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Zeira, Be Reish Lakish, Damar le Rabbanan. According to Reish Lakish, says, according to Rabbanan, Kodshei Mizbeach lo ayu bichlal amadav racha. Kodshei Mizbeach do not have a demand for amar racha. Biktani, and he says, Kodshei Mizbeach balimumim yivdu. And he says, by Kodshei Mizbeach, the balimumim yivdu, mukmina labi shikodamek deshamim mumam. We said that was a case where the ekdesh came first, the mum afterwards. Shmamina, pudim et kodeshim lachadlam leklavim. What are you going to do with this item afterwards? Meitu, they died already. The animals died. They're nevelot. It's a nevela. There was Kodshei Mizbeach that had a mum in it. What are you going to do with this animal? You podet it. What can you do with it? Absolutely nothing except feed it to the dogs. That means you're allowed to podet kodeshim lachadlam leklavim. Where it says, hakam ha'iskinam b'shavar b'shachatan. Meitu is not literally that they died and became a nevela, but rather you shechted them. What does that help you? You shecht kodeshim that you're not supposed to shecht. This is a psulei mukdashim that you shechted. Why does that help you out over here? The answer is, kedetanya. Kodeh kodeshim shenafal b'em mum shechatan. You psulei mukdashim, kodesh, I got a mum in it, and you shechted it. You didn't wait for pidyon. You shechted it on the spot. Rimer, yikavru. Rimer says they'd be buried. That doesn't help us. But chamim omrim, yivdu. You can redeem them. The maila of having them do shchita on it, even though, what? Yeah, they could be yivdu and they're ksherim because you did shchita on them. Over here, you did a proper shchita. You didn't do the pidyon up front. You'll do the pidyon in the back end. You should have been podet them before you shechted them. You didn't do that. You shechted them, now you're going to do the pidyon afterwards. The chamim say that's okay. That you can shecht them in the back end. And therefore, there's no demand for amodo veracha here, according to the chachamim, at least according to Reish Lakish. And number two is because you have a case where you shechted it. It's not an avela. It didn't die. You shechted it. So there was a proper shechita. It's a proper shechita before pidyon. Okay, that was the mistake. So you do the pidyon afterwards. That's the shechita chachamim. So that'll solve our problem. Not to say that you're putin into kodeshim lechilam leklavim. So now another statement. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Shimon. Damar. Now this is, before he said something about Rabbi Reish Lakish, now he's saying the Rabbi Shimon, Damar. That's from our Mishnah. We know Rabbi Shimon thinks that Kodshei Bedek Abayit are not included under Amod HaVracha. Amai Tmimim Yikavru. So he's going back to investigate, why do Tumim get buried? Why should they be? Meaning that Rabbi Shimon says, there's no demand from Mother Rocha, then why are Tumim any better? So my answer is, Mishum Tuchazula Krova. That's a mila that they made in Tumim that they get buried. True, if it's dead, you could be pulled dead because and there's no bigger mum than that. But the point is that because at some point it was rolling the Mizbeach, and when it died, it was rolling the Mizbeach, Chamim in Amayla there, we bury it. We're not Pudeh, such an animal in that case, because otherwise people might come to think that you could be Pudeh Kodashim in general. They don't know here that whether it was Shech there, when it went on Mizbeach, they don't know what happened. You have a Tmimim that died, Kodashim that died. All of a sudden, what are you going to do? You're going to be Pudeh? That looks like Kodashim could be Nifdim. The answer is that we made a mitzvah over here, we buried them so you know that Kodashim never get redeemed, that they were Chazula Krova, we don't mess around with those. So it's an exception to the rule, it's not a part of this principle of Amadav Arocho. Kedetanya, Hamadpis Tmimim, the Bereka Bayit, someone who was Madpis Tmimim to Bereka Bayit, when he should have put them on his Bech, he should have put them on his Bech, instead he put them to Bereka Bayit, Kshay Niftim, when they're redeemed, Ein Niftim Elolim Mizbech, when you redeem them, you gotta bring them to the Mizbech. Shekola Roy the Mizbech, and you'll say Mide Mizbech the Olam. If you're makdish something that should have gone on the Mizbeach, you can't redeem it to bring it back to Chulin. It has to end up in the Mizbeach. So here, when you redeem it from Kodesh Beit HaKavayit, you've got to put it on the Mizbeach or sell it to someone who is going to use it on the Mizbeach. It has to end up on the Mizbeach. So here, it's a mila. Again, this idea that something that's Chazid HaKrava has a bigger mila. You can't redeem it. Even though normally Beit HaKavayit you can redeem, nevertheless over here, you have to use it for a korban. So we see that concept of a mila by Tmimim in Kodesh Mizbeach. It's now Amalei Rav Papa the Abaye. Rapapa says to Abaye, Amri lo li Ravo. Some people say that Rapapa said this to Ravo. Li Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have about Rabbi Yochanan. We discuss Rish Lokish, Rabbi Shimon, now we're going to discuss Rabbi Yochanan. The Mukim la ba'al mumi karo. He set up that bright, about a animal that already had a mum before you were Magdishit. Bekuli ama svirlo. Everybody holds the ba'al mumi karo. To lo b'yukla'al amad of aracha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds. Everybody agrees that there is no amad of aracha by ba'al mumi karo. Both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Velo, is that really true? That's none. Kol HaKodeshim Shekadam Mum Kavua LeHekdesham. We have a Mishnah, we bumped in this Mishnah a number of times. We've seen it twice in Mishnayot, and it was quoted in the Gemara once. It's Kol HaKodeshim Shekadam Mum Kavua LeHekdesham. If you have a Kodesh where the Mum preceded their being made Hekdesh, Vinifdu, after the redemption, Chayavin BeBechora, they come chulin enough that Bechora becomes a Din, Matanot, and you have to give Matanot Kunah, it's Roh L'Chaim in Keba. Yotzin l'chulin, and after they are redeemed, you can, the gazeiz v'le'aveit, you can do anything you want with them, you can shear them, you can work with them. Vadan v'chalavan mutar, their offspring and their milk, their production are all mutarim, l'achar pidyonam, after they're redeemed. Okay, we're talking about a case where the vlad was conceived before the pidyon, and then only he was born afterwards. V'shuchet pachutz patur, if you shech them outside of the mikdash, they're patur, because they were not ro'ui, le'petach o'moed. Yeah, even before they were nifdu, because they were never ro'oi lepetach omoed. Ve'no sim tmura, and they can't create tmura, because they don't have a kedusha de guf to them in order to create tmura. V'meitu, if they die, yifdu, they will be redeemed. V'amar yudam arav, zu divrei Rabbi Shimon. This is authored by Rabbi Shimon. This is a dat yachid, this Mishnah, authored by Rabbi Shimon. D'amar, kod she mizbech hayu b'chlal amod v'aracha. The kod she mizbech have a demand for alamod v'aracha. Kodshei Beit HaKavayit, lo ayu. But Kodshei Beit HaKavayit are not included in Amad HaRacha, because it's none. Like our Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshei Beit HaKavayit, imeitu yiftu. They die, you redeem them. Omod, Rabbi Shimon v'ba'al mumi karo. And Rabbi Shimon agrees when you have a ba'al mumi karo, shenifdeh, that it can be redeemed, even without Amad HaRacha. My time, huh? Tamar kra, ota. Ota le mute, ba'al mumi karo. Because the pasuk we saw before, ota comes to exclude ba'al mumi karo. Aval chachamim omrim, k'min believe afilu ba'mum ikaro, aya bichlal amod v'arocha. K'min believe that even a ba'mum ikaro has a demand for amod v'arocha. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan said before, I solved my problem in the Braita by making it a ba'mum ikaro. Because there the chachamim and Rabbi Shimon are going to agree by Kodesh Mizbeach you can be podedem. Over here we have a statement from Yehuda Merav that says that only Rabbi Shimon believes ba'mum ikaro has no demand for amod v'arocha. But that's not true by the Chachamim. So how could Rabbi Yochanan before make a statement that everybody agrees by Bamo Mikaro that you can be Yivdu? That's not the truth over here. That's not the way we see it lined up over here. Says Amalei, man chachamim, we're the chachamim over here. You know who said this before. We had a third opinion, remember, before in the Gemara. There was a chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, and Tana de Beit Levi. So that'll be the chachamim that we're referencing over here are the Tana de Beit Levi who think that everything needs a mother varacha. Even chayot need a mother varacha. Ofot, things that have nothing to do with mum. So it's clear that something mummi karo is going to require a mother varacha. If he requires horses to have a mother varacha, then certainly he's going to require ba mummi karo to have a mother varacha. So, okay, the Gemara says, that's nice.
Where do we see Rav in this whole, where do we have a question or Papa's asking about
Rav? It's according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan before in the Braitot, we brought before, said that the Shita of Chachamim is premised on the fact that this was a Baal Mumi Kiro. Why are the Chachamim distinguishing between Kodshe Berek Abayit and Kodshe Mizbeach? They're saying by Kodshe Mizbeach Yivdu. Rabbi Yochanan says in the position of the Chachamim that they need Hamad Racha in Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Abayit. They answered for the Rabbonon that it was a Baal Mumi Karo, which says that the Chachamim believe by Baal Mumi Karo, Kodshei Mizbeach do not demand Hamad Racha. Then we come here to the Mishnah, this other Mishnah that we quote, and we say that this Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Shimon. Why is it authored by Rabbi Shimon? It could be equally authored by the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim agree by Kodshei Mizbeach, by Baal Mumi Karo, that Yivdu, Imeitu Yivdu. The Meitu view does not have to be Rabbi Shimon. It can even be the Chachamim. So the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Shimon. And Ochanami, it's Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. The other side, the Chachamim, they're arguing is Tana Debei Levi. So what should be the question? Why is this Zu Divri Rabbi Shimon? It should be Zu Divri Rabbi Shimon Umachalukoto. It should be Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, not just Rabbi Shimon alone. That's what the Gemara asks next. Yoche Zu Divri Shimon, the Tula. Why is it just say Divri Rabbi Shimon? It should say Zu Divri Shimon Umachalukoto Mi Baile. Samarlei, hi, Delog Tani Ochi. So why didn't they write that? Yishum de Rav, Savalok Reish Lokish. Rav holds like Reish Lokish. That Mar the Rabbanon, Kodshe Berek Abayit, Hayu Bichlal Amad Varacha. That Kodshe Berek Abayit are included in Amad Varacha, Kodshe Mizbeach, Lo Hayu Bichlal Amad Varacha. So he can't say that. If Rav holds like Reish Lokish, then he can't explain the Mishnah that way because the Chachamim don't agree. They agree by Kodshe Berek Abayit, that you need, they say by Kodshe Berek Abayit you need Amad Varacha. And they say by Kodshe Mizbeach, you do not require Amad Varacha. So if that's the case, you can't deal with the other half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, part of the Mishnah that we don't have. The other half of the Mishnah is where you had Hekdesh and then it got a Mum. Where it gets Hekdesh and then it got a Mum in it, the Chachamim are going to say, you do not require Amad Varacha. That's not true in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, in Meitu Yikavru in the second half of this Mishnah. In Meitu Yikavru, that's only true according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not true according to the Chachamim. So we ask the question of Rabbi Yochanan, and then the Gemara says from the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in the end says, wait, Rav is explaining the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. Explains the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish, then that's why he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. He should have said Rabbi Shimon Machlokuto. Why did he say that? Because he holds like Rabbi Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish differentiates the opinions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon even in Kodshei Mizbeach. So therefore, he thinks there's a Machloket in Kodshei Mizbeach. That's why he can't include it here. Rabbi Yochanan said there is no difference between the position of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Bayit.
But according to...
According to everybody holds that Rabbi Shimon thinks Kodshei Mizbeach require a Mother Baracha. Now the question is, what's the position of the Chachamim? They do not require a
Mother.
So he wouldn't fit in the second half of the Mishnah. Yeah. So he wouldn't fit in the part of the Mishnah we don't have, which is if they were Hekdesh first, then a Mum, Imeitu Yikavru. So the Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, wouldn't fit into that half of the Mishnah. So since they can't fit into the second half of the Mishnah, that's why Rav said, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon, and that's it. But, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ochanami, it would be Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Machlokuto, could have been that way. Vereshav Tani, the Reisha says, Imeitu Yivdu, Vesevik Tani, Imeitu Yikavru, that second half of the Mishnah we don't have, that only works according to Rabbi Shimon, not according to the Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish. Vibai Dema, even Rabbi Yochanan can answer. Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, severely, Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, even the Chachamim could agree. But that's what it should have written. That's what he wrote. Rav meant Rabbi Shimon Umachalukuto. He might not have written it, but that's what he meant. He meant Rabbi Shimon Umachalukuto, and that solves your problem. By saying Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Umachalukuto, you solve your problem in this case. Alright, we'll stop over here because the last Mishnah will take us through the end of the Perek.